Now, Charlene Funzel is no stranger to our airwaves. We've interviewed her for One Thai Bolt, that amazing apart hotel in the center of our city that has created a buzz around it. And now with the new annex that's attached to it, we got to meet Angelique Smith, who is running that beautiful establishment as well. And now we get to chat to Charlene, fresh from her sales trip to Johannesburg, about the other apart hotels that are part of the IHC group. Charlene, welcome back to Cape Town. I'm sure you're very relieved to be back in the mother city.
Yes, just the unexpected weather. As we know, one thing that counts in Joburg's favor is the beautiful warm days.
Yes, at least they're consistent. They might not be consistent for water supply, but at least they're consistent with that.
Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah, no, very happy to be back. Had a very
Awesome.
successful trip.
Amazing. So this ITC Hospitality Apartments, it's quite a huge collection of apartments. Now, I want to be able to navigate this space with you because I want to understand. We know One Thai Bolt. One Thai Bolt is like our second home now because we know it so well. But we want to hear about the others, like Docklands and the Onyx building. So would you like to navigate us maybe through two or three of them? And we can always chat some more about the others.
Yes, no, I'll be happy to. So
So
ITC Hospitality.
let's stay in the CBD so you can talk to us
Yes.
about the CBD ones. But yes, just zoom back and tell us about ITC Hospitality.
Yeah. So as a company, ITC actually stands for In the City. We specialize in managing apartments within the Cape Town CBD area. We stick to the CBD because that is where our expertise lie. And because we concentrate on corporate travel, we know where our clients would like to stay and where they would like to be. And that is how we source our apartments under that particular umbrella of the company. So they range anything from one bedrooms all the way through to two bedrooms. We've got some beautiful penthouses on our book. We get them 4-star graded, and then we rent them out to clients traveling into Cape Town. Let it be corporate, let it be leisure. We do anything from 2 nights all the way through to 3 months or 6 month stays. So we're quite
Wow.
well known in the CBD for working with companies when they have people relocating to Cape Town, and we host them in our service departments for the first 3 months of their stay in Cape Town. And during that time, they can then look at the different suburbs and see what will be most conducive to their lifestyle and to their families. So the buildings we look at is also of a 4-star status. We obviously look for parking within the building, security must be top-notch, and then access control into the building and into the apartments. We take security very, very seriously throughout our whole portfolio.
Of course, that is something that's paramount, especially for relocators. And relocators are a fantastic business to have because you've got a long-term client and you build collateral with your clients over a period of time. And what a pleasure to have that repeat business.
Yes, and because of the way the apartments are structured, it's quite a flexible rental when we work within relocation business, because we have a 30-day cancellation period with our clients. What that means is we do realize often people find a permanent home sooner than what their contract is with us, so we allow you to cancel it within 30 days. So it's a more flexible rental agreement than what you would do with, let's say, an estate agent.
For sure. And then obviously with an estate agent, you have deposits which are refundable, damages, etc. Does it work the same with you?
So when you are one of our, or when we are one of your preferred suppliers, then no, we don't take a deposit. But when we work with individual clients, yes, we do take a security deposit. It's still based on a flexible contract. But you know, must be honest with you, most of the clients that stays with us, very respectful. We've hardly ever had an incident where we had to replace something or fix something up. So for that, I'm very grateful.
Wonderful to hear, because we know so many things can go wrong.
Yes, definitely. Definitely.
So we're all strapped in, we've got our hot chocolate in this weather, and we're ready to take that tour with you on all these CBD apartments.
Yeah, so some of our popular buildings is one that is very well known as 16 on Brie. It is based in the foreshore, the financial district of the City Bowl. Like I said, we spend a lot of attention as to where our clients would like to stay. This building has also got a beautiful 27th floor with a restaurant, a little wine bar, and then a pool area. From there, we've got the Icon building that is sort of diagonally across from our Tybalt Hotel. Docklands is our furthest building out towards Greenpoint. It's in the Foundry area, very close to the V&A waterfront, which is also proven to be a very popular building, and our clients love staying there. And it is a lot to do with the vicinity to the V&A waterfront. One of our long-standing buildings, and in fact, it's the building that was the birth child of the company, is Cartwright's Corner, which has the address of 19 Adderley Street, that is just down from our parliament. And that's the owners of the company originally stayed in that building. They actually lived in that building, and
Amazing.
traveling quite often for work, know what it feels like to live out of a suitcase, out of a hotel room, and decided that this is the way forward for corporate travel. And there we had in the city start close on to 20 years ago. In fact, next year we're celebrating our 20 years of existence in the Cape Town City Bowl as a company.
How phenomenal is that? And I'm just looking and the thing, the theme that runs through all of these apartments is how crisp and fresh and light they all seem. Because the furnishing is soft and beautiful, it's fresh, and it's modern, and all your creature comforts are there, your washing machine, your tumble dryer, dishwasher. I mean, nobody wants to clean up when they are in our beautiful city. There's just no time. There's only time
Yes.
to have fun and relax and enjoy. So the theme, and I mean, I can see the decor, the colors, the finishes are all fresh and, really brings a sense of cleanliness. I'm loving that everything is beautiful. It's white, it's all your modern colors, and it's really, even going the extreme, going neon and black and white. It's really bringing a fresh perspective to these spaces.
Yeah, look, we do try to keep up with what is currently in fashion. We spend a lot of energy and time making sure that they are relevant, that the furnishings, the fixtures are all relevant, hence having smart TVs throughout, having coffee machines throughout the portfolio, washer dryer, very important. Where we can fit a dishwasher, we'll put a dishwasher in. But don't forget, as a company, we do have an in-house housekeeping team and a maintenance team. So during your stay, we still service the apartment on your behalf. When anything is wrong in the apartment, a globe might go out. It's unexpected. We can't control certain things, but we're always a phone call away. Each guest has a phone number where they connect with us on WhatsApp. You let us know, and we'll come in and we'll make sure that everything functions. In fact, a big saying in our company is every single person that checks into our apartments must feel as if they're the first person who's living there.
That's wonderful. It means that it's all fresh and ready to receive us. It's lovely. And then I see that you also have some apartments in Hout Bay at the village.
Yes, that's we've got one apartment at the village that we manage. Obviously, it's very popular. We get a lot of clients coming to stay there. It's a two-bedroom, two-bathroom apartment. It's right on the beach in Hout Bay. So it's very convenient for families coming to enjoy everything Hout Bay has on offer. As we know, it is a village sort of running on its own time frame, but a very well-known holiday destination.
Fantastic. So we've got a real sense now of the scope. So there's how many in total in the portfolio?
We just got under 100 apartments in the ITC hospitality portfolio. We do try to group them in buildings that we find is popular. Hence, if it's more than if anybody needs more than one apartment, then we can still host you within the same building.
Fantastic. And obviously, with people being here for long stays, Charlene, whenever you're in a hotel space, and I'm a great fan of hotels and apart hotels alike, but after a while, eating the catered breakfast every day becomes a little bit monotonous, no matter how amazing it is. And the beauty
That's
of
true.
this is that you can actually, it's hybrid. You have the option to eat in, you have the option to prepare your own meals. And then, of course, being in the CBD, you just need to tumble out of your space and find all kinds of arrays of coffee shops and breakfast spots. So it's very well located.
Yeah, very well located. And as a company, we do understand, not everybody would like to cook. So we can recommend some restaurants that we've built up very good relationships with during the years of operating in Cape Town. Another option we offer our clients is we are always welcome and able to stock your fridge for you before arrival, especially if you arrive a little bit late at night on a KLM flight that only arrives at about 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. So again, our concierge team will make sure you get a shopping list. We'll go do the shopping on your behalf, and it will be ready available for you in your apartment on arrival.
What a wonderful convenience that is, for sure. Now, we all know, we've all had times when we've checked in somewhere. I remember many years ago, I kind of did an amazing race trip to Italy and got off on something that looked like the middle of the N1, and then made my way to the family-owned hotel that we were staying at. And then I was expecting to be greeted by somebody, but I got a note, like an envelope stuck in the door for me with a code, let myself in. I was starving because I decided to take public transport from the airport to the hotel, and I couldn't find anything. I didn't even fathom that just next door was actually a restaurant. It was so dark, it was so late. We raided the bar fridge and paid premium for it and ended up having cool drinks and crisps, which is not actually a meal. And then the next morning we wake up to the smell of the most amazing baking and we assume, okay, this is in-house in the hotel. And then I look out the window and I see this quaint family-owned bakery where croissants are coming out of the oven and people are lining up for their espresso and early morning pastry. And I thought to myself, my goodness, if I'd just known this earlier. So navigation is key when it comes to properties like this. And I think that that's an impeccable service to be able to offer because when someone arrives, they want to be able to just feel comfortable. And especially now in winter, in this kind of weather, it's just wonderful to be able to arrive to a nice hot coffee and some beautiful meal or something that's there for you to tide you over until breakfast time.
Yeah, no, 100%. Another thing that we decided as a company is we actually meet all our guests both on arrival and on departure. We feel that that also just makes you feel a lot more welcome on arrival. Every now and again, you do meet somebody who is a first-time traveler to our beautiful city, and they do need a slight little bit of orientation to find their feet, to make sure that they check in, know where the keys are, they know how everything works, just to make people feel a little bit more welcome and comfortable.
Well, I think that's a great service because if you greet someone, you're receiving them. And especially for people who are new in our city, for relocators who've left home and are coming to work in our city, I think that's just a great thing to be able to do. It's a warm reception. So now tell us, Charlene, if we want to use your service, how do we book with you?
So the best way to book, obviously, when it comes to longer stays, there's a little bit of negotiation involved to get to a rate that is suitable for both the client coming to stay and for us as a company. So to reach us is on our reservations contact number or email address, which is reservations@inthecity.co.za. And our direct line is 021-465-8243.
Fantastic. And besides that, one could also just go onto the website and find you
Correct.
there. And you see all of the options, amazing options that are available. And you can certainly use that facility to book as well. Before we say goodbye to you, being in the center of all these exciting apartments in the CBD, I'm not even going to ask you which one is your favorite. I'm going to ask you for a fun story, an amazing experience that somebody had, or a funny one. It's entirely up to you while staying at one of your apartments.
Oh, there is so many stories that I can tell. You know, I always say one day I
We
should write
love
a book.
stories.
Should write a book about all of this. I guess for me, one of the stories that stand out is when people stay with you and they leave and they make a special effort to write back to you to actually give you names of certain staff members that made their stay exceptionally special in Cape Town. I know that's not a specific story, but as a person who's been working in hospitality for as long as I have, for somebody to stop their day to write a note to thank you for what you've given them and to really see how much they appreciated us as a company going out of their way to make their stay as special as we possibly could, always makes my heart warm up. I just absolutely love it when we have somebody leave and then just knowingly they just had the best time of their lives. It's going to stick with them for the rest of their lives.
Absolutely. And that circle of gratitude just grows people as it circles, because it's a pat on the back, it's a stroke of appreciation, it's just a thank you that lets people know that all of this unseen work, hospitality is a lot of unseen work, that all of this unseen work comes together in a almost like an elaborate ballet that you see on stage. And then when somebody says, "Oh, but that was an exceptional thing that was done," you stop and you say, "Wow, I'm so glad you noticed." And sometimes that is actually, most times, that is all that you need to convince you that you're in the right kind of business, right?
No, that's so very true.
I think the hospitality industry is really a love letter to kindness, because people are gracious, they are kind. They go the extra mile and they really pull out all the stops and make you feel very, very special.
Yeah, we can only try our best.
Absolutely. And it's great for you to be at the center of all of these wonderful happenings. It's fantastic to catch up with you again. And I'm wishing you and the team all the best across apartments from Docklands to 16 on Brie to the Village to the Rockwell. To wherever you find yourself, Charlene, in this not so great weather, I'm wishing you and the team all the best, and I'm wishing your guests an exceptional stay. But I don't need to worry about that too much, because I know you've got that in hand.
Thanks again, Janet, for having me back. It's always so nice, you making time for us and allowing us to talk about what we're passionate about.
Only a pleasure. We look forward to catching up with you again.